In today's deeply divided world, leadership either blesses or curses, helping people rise or causing them to fall into despair. After 50 years of helping people lead better, John Maxwell observes that the difference between good and bad leaders comes down to a simple combination of skills and values. Those with good skills but bad values manipulate others for personal gain. Those lacking both drag everyone down with them. We face a critical leadership crisis where politics resembles war rather than sport, and where 63% of Americans have little confidence in elected officials. The fundamental problem? We no longer see people who disagree as simply having different opinions. We see them as disagreeable human beings with wrong motives. This destroys trust and ends relationships. What's the alternative? Developing a collaboration bias, remaining open-minded and listening to everyone, including opponents. Effective leadership often means balancing competing valid interests rather than treating differences as battles to be won. Leaders choose one of three paths when interacting with others. Middle road travelers prioritize fairness and reciprocity, seeking balanced exchanges, preferably receiving before giving. While seemingly rational, this creates an environment of constant calculation and missed authentic connections. Low road travelers focus solely on self-interest, taking without reciprocation. They often view themselves as victims entitled to compensation. As leaders, they damage organizations through public criticism, favoritism, and manipulation, creating toxic environments driven by fear and distrust. High road travelers prioritize others without expecting returns. Rather than seeking fairness, they focus on creating value for others and value everyone, regardless of their chosen path. True high road leadership stems from a genuine concern for others' well-being. These leaders celebrate others' contributions, unite people, mentor actively, give generously, take initiative, avoid scorekeeping, support others' success, and consistently treat people better than they receive. Value people, believe in them, and love them unconditionally. Do those things every day, and you will be successful. This advice from Maxwell's father became the foundation of his leadership philosophy. But what does valuing people truly mean? It's about recognizing everyone's inherent worth as human beings, regardless of their position or background. People instinctively know when we genuinely value them versus when we're being artificial. Believing in people means seeing their potential for growth beyond their current reality. When leaders genuinely believe in people and express that belief, the Pygmalion effect takes hold. Individuals rise to meet those expectations, often surpassing their own perceived limits. Equipping others transforms belief into action. By investing time in teaching, training, or mentoring, you demonstrate that you value someone's potential. This can occur through formal programs, one-on-one mentoring, or creating growth opportunities. Loving people unconditionally is the highest form of valuing others, creating an environment where people feel safe to grow and take risks. This approach creates a ripple effect, as valued people naturally extend that same respect to others. You're not amazing. Your gift is amazing, but you are not. You're one step from stupid. These humbling words from Maxwell's mentor helped him separate self-worth from abilities. A quote attributed to Carl Sandburg captures our human condition. There is an eagle in me that wants to soar, and there is a hippopotamus in me that wants to wallow in the mud. The eagle drives us to achieve, but can make us arrogant, while the hippopotamus reminds us of our flaws. To balance humanness with leadership, develop self-awareness. Understand your strengths, weaknesses, feelings, and impact on others. Practice self-compassion instead of self-criticism. Your inner voice should be understanding, not harsh. Self-compassion means acknowledging life's challenges while maintaining the resilience to continue. When you accept imperfection, you can laugh at yourself, a vital leadership trait. Self-deprecating humor demonstrates self-awareness and builds trust by reducing status barriers and fostering genuine connections with your team. Maxwell learned about high road leadership as a college junior when he overheard his father, then a college president, praying after facing fierce opposition from resentful board members. Despite harsh treatment, his father lay face down, asking God to forgive and bless his opponents. When Maxwell suggested confronting them, his father simply stated, "If you're a Maxwell, you have to take the high road." Though his father could have outmaneuvered these board members politically, he refused to compromise his values. His sole motive was improving the college for students. Years later, when one board member sought forgiveness, his father granted it immediately. He'd already forgiven decades before. The crucial question for leaders is, why do I want to lead? Genuine leadership means benefiting the majority, seeking what's best for all, and following the golden rule. Any action that serves self over others becomes manipulation rather than motivation. To lead with integrity, avoid these pitfalls: chasing easy solutions, seeking constant validation, insisting on being right, and blaming others. True leadership requires making difficult choices that serve the greater good. Being a giver as a high road leader stems from three types of generous thinking: open-hearted, adding value to others; open-minded, thinking the best of others; and open-handed generosity, giving freely. When someone helps us, we can either expect more help or seek ways to help others. The latter path leads to greater fulfillment. No generous person is ever truly unhappy. Giving more than you take extends beyond money to include talent, time, opportunities, connections, and experiences. It's about consistently creating positive impact and leaving others better than you found them. The main barrier to giving is a scarcity mindset, believing there isn't enough to go around. Yet history shows abundance prevails, from the democratization of books through printing to the discovery of new energy sources. When you open your hand to give, you also open it to receive. Everyone deserves to be led well, a truth that spans all regions and contexts. While good leadership is universally desired, high road leadership remains scarce. The solution lies in personal accountability and holding our leaders to the same standard. The world needs more high road leaders who prioritize others' success over personal gain. These leaders, both inwardly sound and outwardly focused, consistently deliver superior organizational results. High road leaders stand apart in their desire for others' success. Unlike low road leaders who prioritize themselves or middle road leaders who seek fairness, high road leaders actively pursue others' best interests. They unite people by affirming worth, "I value you," encouraging, "I believe in you," empowering, "I need you," expanding horizons, "I want more for you than from you," and serving, "I will help you." The key to creating the best for others is intentionality. Make a conscious effort to adjust your thinking, words, and actions to benefit others. Ask yourself daily how to serve others better and reflect on your impact each evening. Through this commitment, we can transform our divided world into one of connection and shared purpose.